If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.
Make it make sense
with Ayanda Nyati.
Yeah, today we are talking about the weather.
Yeah.
And, even for those people who are kind of ignorant, you know, the people who just live and they don't worry about things.
Yeah.
Like, you know, some of us, not only do we carry our personal stresses, but we carry stresses of the gandri. You understand? But there are people who just live. We have a bag about it. You know, like when you complain about people who just pee anywhere, there are people who don't care, like, ukulumangani. So some of us even worry about the weather because of what we're seeing throughout the world. Guys, panic when it gets cloudy and it starts raining, because then I ask myself, am I going to experience floods? Mm-hmm. What's going to happen in my house? And like we're talking about what's been happening, especially in KZN, the go-to place for all of us for however many years. When it gets cold in Johannesburg around July, you go to Durban. But these days, it's no longer the same because the weather is...
Yeah, like right now, today is the 30th of September.
Yeah.
The last day of September today. Mm. It's cold.
It's nappy, hey?
So make it make sense to us, Ayanda Nyati. Why are we feeling cold in spring?
Yeah, no. It's a good question because we're all puzzled by it. And I think a lot of people who are watching the global trends, like you said, Ken, will point to things like climate change.
Yeah.
But there are apparently a whole lot more specific reasons for why we are seeing what is taking place happen in our own country. So you know me. Bring the experts on, get their take before we kind of make sense of it ourselves. Joining us on the line now is Lehlohonolo Thobela. He's a meteorologist with the South African Weather Service and is with us via our telephone line. Lehlohonolo, welcome to Drive 959.
Good afternoon and thanks for having me. It's a hectic one. I'm hearing everyone complaining.
Yeah, it's bad. We're not happy.
The other day I heard Skumba gave us a warning. If there's no snow, they must resign.
Yeah, you guys must leave your office. You guys should be. I don't understand why you still have a job right now, Jan. But maybe you'll make it make sense. Would you right now? It's like September, and as Lakangas was a lot. I have seen.
Tell me, it snows in the corner.
I'm like,
who
went
to Western Cape? It's snow. I want to go to Tindal.
Mr. Gordon is fighting for his job. All right. So, I mean, the question that a lot of people want to know is, why are we experiencing so many cold fronts, especially around this time of the year?
Yeah, I think it's the transition season. I mean, you know, we just from winter. And winter, so September is a transition from winter into summer. And it's just a month. I'd say, if a person would say, yes, it's winter, this is spring water. Spring is actually a transition. It's a change between winter into summer. It's not uncommon for us to have snow over the high-lying areas of KwaZulu-Natal as well as the Eastern Cape during this time, because there are weather systems like a cut-off low, a cold front, a high-pressure system. Now, there's a system called the cut-off low. Very cold, that system, and it's cold, parat. In behind the cold front, if it comes behind it and it might result in the conditions like what we saw in KwaZulu-Natal or the Eastern Cape province, why? So a cold front, when it moves over into an area, behind it, it carries a lot of cold air. Once it moves east and it leaves all the air behind it, there's a high pressure system, it pushes just behind the cold front, and when it pushes a lot of cold as well as the moisture. Then there's a weather system called the cut-off low, which is what happened last weekend. And when that happened, they merged within the area of the eastern parts and resulted in cold conditions. What you need for snow is a drop in temperatures as well as a lot of moisture. And there was enough of that, even the freezing levels. It's like taking water. You hear, growing up, you hear a person say, hey, kaba me gauteng, mo gauteng is snow, kai. But it's actually the opposite. It's cold. That's why you have snow, not the snow because it's cold. If you think about it, a fridge, when you put in water inside the fridge is not cold because there's ice. The fridge makes the water to be ice. So that's what really happened in the atmosphere. I'm just bringing it back to anything so that no skumba is. So sometimes it's the positioning, but it's the weather systems that changes the weather around the area, which is what happened in the past weeks. We had a cut-off low as well as a cold front pushed by a high pressure system behind a cold front that brought a lot of cold. So for September, these conditions are there because cut-off low is very quite prominent between September as well as October, April.
Sure.
All right. I think the next question, obviously, is when we can start seeing an end of this. I mean, you spoke about a transitional period.
Yeah.
Which should be, what, 3 months or so?
Yeah, spring. I mean, spring actually is actually from September, October, November. You know, in our snow in generally, it's just mainly over July, June. But strangely enough, September in our record in the climate, it's the fourth ranked month where we receive snow, especially in the high-lying areas of the Eastern Cape Province, as well as the Drakensberg into the extreme southwestern parts of KwaZulu-Natal. One thing I can mention is that the extreme weather conditions in the central and the eastern parts are actually quite increasing. So the frequency of us having severe weather is actually increasing in the eastern areas. You'd have flooding, you'd have heavy rain due to whatever weather system, but this one particularly was because of a cutoff low weather system and combined with the cold front and the high. When can we expect this to change? Closer to summer, but you're expecting above normal rain that's expected mostly over the central and eastern parts. When I say that, I cover the eastern parts of the Eastern Cape, the Free State Province, the eastern areas of the northwest, Gauteng included, KwaZulu-Natal, as well as parts of Mpumalanga. If you go further north, it would be warm. I had been speaking about when it's cold, we go to KZN. Maybe we need to go to Limpopo when it wants to be warm this time.
So you're giving one an impression that this story about climate change is hogwash. Yeah. That's the impression that I'm getting. That we are concerned because everyone talks about climate change.
Yeah, I'm glad you touched that.
Yeah,
I think one thing we need to address with that, climate change needs to be studied in a period of about 6 years. So it's not something you can just loosely say this is climate change. There is climate variability, which means the climate of an area varies from time to time. Could be 5 years, could be 10 years. But with climate change specifically, we need a study period of about 6 years. Question now would come with the depth of the snow that we had in the past weekend. It was covering depth of about 15 to 30 centimeters. The last time we had something close to that was about 1981, which brings then the question that says, oh, could this be climate change? Because it's within the period of 30 years, but we leave that to climatologists to study. But it's not as easy for you to say, hey, tomorrow we have a climate change. We can't just literally use it that way. You understand what I'm
saying? Okay, don't worry. In 30 years, I'll be an ancestor and I'll be protecting Kaya 959. So it's cool. Thank you.
Look, safe to say, snow or not, I think you can keep your job.
It's clear.
It's clear.
And we always look at this whole thing like the climate change.
Yeah.
We always want to blame people. But at the same time, these warnings are there.
Yeah.
I just think they need to do more when it comes to alerting the public. Like with the snow, there were warnings to, hey, there's going to be snow around KZN. Please don't drive. But we still took our cars, Sangene Freeway Savai, and we were stuck in snow. But it's maybe how the messages relate to the people. Because not everyone listens to radio, and not everyone is on Twitter.
Yeah, but I can assure you, Mina, if I'm going to KZN, I'm going.
Whether there's a snow warning or not.
Where the snow?
No, when there's a gig, they've deposited money into my account.
What?
Yeah, connected wind bad. Thank you.
Oh, wow. Okay, Lintokolo Tobela, meteorologist with the South African Weather Service. Thank you very much indeed.
Make it make sense.
With Ayanda Nyati. If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.